Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Of Mice and Men.
Yes.
I saw it last night at the New Hazlett Theater. It's a prime stage production. It runs through November 11th, and I have to tell you something, Brian. Prime stage productions just keep getting better and better. Their company is just amazing me with what they do. This is a powerful production of an old classic. Steinbeck, of course.
Oh, yeah, we had to read it in high school. I do recall.
Do you know what? I didn't.
With Lenny and...
George.
George and Lenny, right? And they would live off the fat of the land.
That's right.
See, it is a classic.
It is. For all those years since you've been in high school. Wow.
Oh, thanks a lot. Here, you want to wear this martini?
That was a long time ago. I'm kidding. Seems like it was yesterday, right?
It does.
It does.
Well, it was. I was held back. Like, really held back.
Long time.
Yeah. I was like Lenny.
Aww.
No, I was not.
Poor Lenny. Lenny, for people that might not know this classic, Lenny is a developmentally disabled, very large man who is befriended by George, a little wiry guy. And they have this dream. They're migrant workers. They're going to save their money. They're going to buy a little house and rabbits and live off the fat of the land. And that really plays a really major role in what happens at the end. And I'm, just in case people haven't seen it, I'm not going to spoil
it. Oh, yeah. But these two characters, they're like archetypes. You know, they occur in pop culture a lot.
Yes, they do.
You know, in cartoons. And just that pairing of kind of the big, strong guy that's not that intelligent, and the little, you know, guy that...
Smart guy.
Yeah, you know, you see it a lot.
Yeah, and it's basically their struggles, and almost every character in this play is struggling to fit in and to be a part of something. And I want to mention three performances that really stood out to me.
Okay.
And the one, of course, is Lenny, and that was Liam Masick, and his performance was so authentic that the theater company actually went to UPMC psychiatric department and consulted with experts who worked with them to authenticate the movements, the behaviors, the speech patterns of the character Lenny. And that, I think that's what made it such a powerful performance on his part. And then George was Corey Rieger, who's a really well-known actor, I guess, and been in movies and TV series. And
what do you mean, I guess? You've just been reading the bio or what?
Yeah, I guess because I didn't watch. Like, he was in Cinemax series Banshee. The things that he was in.
Is Cinemax still around?
I think it is.
Out of the Furnace, I know.
And
yeah.
The Last Witch Hunter.
But with Vin Diesel. See, that's a qualifier.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that it has to be a movie.
But he was a wonderful George.
Very good.
They both played their characters so well. Lenny was just so sweet and lovable and innocent and childlike and so unaware of his own strength. And George was just perfectly crotchety but yet kind. You know, they just
crotchety really, yet kind.
Yeah, just like George is.
You know, if that's the best they can say about me after I'm gone, I'll accept that. That's fine.
Well, you've got half of it down.
Okay.
I gotta
work on kindness.
Well,
you don't have to. I get it.
The other performance that I was really impressed with was Sam Lothard. And he was so impressive because his role was so small in the play. He didn't have a large amount of stage time. But boy, when he was on that stage, he commanded that stage. He was really, really effective and such a kind of rough, gruff guy.
Who did he play?
I can't remember the name. He couldn't stay in the bunkhouse because he was black. So they isolated him. Okay. What was the name of this character? Crooks, that's right.
Crooks. Thank God for this program, huh? Oh, was there a dog in this?
There was a live dog, and he was so cute. His name was Benny. That's the...
Was he any good?
He was so cute. He was the neatest dog. I talked to him afterwards.
Oh, to somebody you could converse with, finally.
He didn't answer, but I talked
to him. Well, exactly. That's the kind of the guys you usually like to talk to.
Well, that's true. But he was very sweet, and at one point, he worked his way loose from his collar where he was tied to the bed.
On stage? Oh, my.
And, of course, he was Curly's dog, and Curly only has one hand. So Curly...
Wait, Curly? George?
Wait, no.
There's a Curly, too?
Yeah.
Wait. Really? Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay, that's right. Okay, yeah.
Or it wasn't Curly, I'm sorry, that had the one hand.
George had, like, a one-hand thing.
No. Not well, George.
You know how I did on this quiz after I read it in high school then?
Oh, gosh. No,
Curly. That's Curly. And then there was... I saw Curly's wife... And that's what she's called.
But that's not who.
And then this is Curly's dog.
No, yeah, Candy's dog. It was Candy's dog. Oh. Candy only had one.
Oh, Candy, Curly. Even I misread it.
So anyway, so his hand was, of course, unusable.
We're gonna get some acting here from Lana and Vitaluigi. Actually, shows. Okay.
So it was like
very convincing.
So he had to grab the dog with one hand, and I gave him a lot of credit. He didn't break character to grab that dog with his second hand. He kept
it wasn't there. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think the dog really added to it too, because he was just the sweetest dog. I fell in love with him. I almost kidnapped him.
And he's got a bio in there, which I'll be interested in reading.
Yeah. Oh, it's really cute.
It's longer than mine is.
I know. Jeez. It says he's a 10-year-old.
Oh.
So, mix, and he spends most of his day sleeping, eating food, you know, that goes through his daily routine.
Well,
don't
let the fact that we talked about a dog for 5 minutes of this reflect poorly on the production.
Oh, no, it was a wonderful production, and technically it was amazing. The John Michael Bohatch set was so versatile and so beautiful, and the J.R. Shaw lighting, wow, did it work with that set for different moods and different times of the day and sunsets and sunrise. Really technically spectacular. Yeah. And wonderful acting. I can't say enough about this production. Really, I'm excited.
Of Mice and Men. And we know which of the two you prefer.
Of course.
Yes, through November 11th over at the New Hazlet from Prime Stage.
Yes. See it.
All right. Now, who's the Lenny and who's the George out of this duo? Kind of like who's the Mary, who's the Rhoda?
I would say you have to be the Lenny because you're bigger than I am.
I think it goes, on occasion, if we switch
go back.
Back.
And
yeah,
forth.
Yeah.
Although sometimes when it comes to technology,
oh, computers, yeah.
Oh, I'm George.
Lenny, this way. Let me show you what an app is.
No, I mean, I'm Lenny.
You're right.
As when it comes to computers, yeah. Absolutely.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.